From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. As you gather with family and friends, we hope you will remember the true significance of this blessed time of year, the coming into the world in human flesh of the blessed Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, born to die on Calvary's cross to save poor lost sinners and to bestow upon His believing people the gift of everlasting life. The arrival of Christmas also means that this year is nearly over. On today's edition of Let the Bible Speak, Dr. Alan Cairns, the Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina, brings the opening portion of a message entitled, The Passing of the Temporary and the Coming of the Permanent. The text is the last phrase of Hebrews chapter 8 and verse 13. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. The immediate context is dealing with the passing of the Old Testament ceremonies and the initiation of God's new covenant in Christ. In these words, we see also the decay and eventual death of our human bodies. Yet for the believer in Jesus Christ, death is not the end. Rather, it signals a new beginning, exchanging the temporary for the permanent dwelling in God's presence. We'll hear Dr. Cairns in just a few minutes. First, please share with us in this timely devotional thought from Faith's Checkbook, a collection from the pen of the great 19th century preacher C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is called, He Came, He is Coming. The text is Acts chapter 1 and verse 11. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen Him go into heaven. Many are celebrating our Lord's first coming this day. Let us turn our thoughts to the promise of His second coming. This is as sure as the first advent, and derives a great measure of its certainty from it. He who came as a lowly man to serve will assuredly come to take the reward of His service. He who came to suffer will not be slow in coming to reign. This is our glorious hope, for we shall share His joy. Today we are in our concealment and humiliation, even as He was while here below. But when He cometh, it will be our manifestation, even as it will be His revelation. Dead saints shall live at His appearing. The slandered and despised shall shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Then shall the saints appear as kings and priests, and the days of their mourning shall be ended. The long rest and inconceivable splendor of the millennial reign will be an abundant recompense for the ages of witnessing and warring. Oh, that the Lord would come! He is coming! He is on the road and traveling quickly. The sound of His approach should be as music to our hearts. Ring out, ye bells of hope! As you enjoy this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, we'd like to call your attention to a new publication. The Free Presbyterian Church has produced a devotional book entitled A Word in Season. Here is an ideal companion for your daily Bible reading and prayer. In a beautiful hardcover edition, A Word in Season contains 366 clear, concise Bible studies on the major themes of Scripture concerning what it means to be a Christian. Each day it brings you a text of Scripture with a short study to edify and encourage you. At the back of the book is a section, Begin and End the Day with Scripture, which sets out a schedule of daily Bible readings designed to take you through the entire Bible once and the Psalms and New Testament twice in 2 years. The title, A Word in Season, recognizes that we all face different situations and have different needs in our Christian walk. Whatever your season, youth or old age, sickness or health, happiness or sadness, blessing or bereavement, here are messages that will minister the truth of God's Word to your heart. Copies of A Word in Season are perfect for gift-giving at this time of year. The price is $20, which includes postage and handling. You may obtain a copy by emailing us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. You may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Or you may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615.
We're turning this morning to the book of Hebrews, chapter 8. We'll commence reading at the first verse. Now, of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have such an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. For every high priest is ordained to offer gifts and sacrifices. Wherefore, it is of necessity that this man has somewhat also to offer. For if he were on earth, he should not be a priest, seeing that there are priests that offer gifts according to the law, who serve unto the example and shadow of heavenly things, as Moses was admonished of God when he was about to make the tabernacle. For see, saith he, that thou make all things according to the pattern showed to thee in the mount. But now hath he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith, Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt, because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith the Lord. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their mind and write them in their hearts. And I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people. And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least to the greatest. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. In that he saith, A new covenant. He hath made the first old. Now that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. We finish at the end of Hebrews chapter 8. May the Lord add his own blessing to the reading of his own inspired and infallible word. Let's briefly bow in a word of prayer. Our eternal God and our Father in heaven, in the blessed and exalted name of this great mediator of whom we have been reading, this minister of the sanctuary, the Lord Jesus Christ, we come to thee. And our God, we bless thee for the terms of the new covenant. We thank thee for the sovereign grace of God in this covenant. We thank thee, our God, for the imperial terms in which God has couched this covenant. We thank thee for the I wills of God. We thank thee that no power on earth, no power of hell, can ever overthrow this covenant of grace or the decrees of God in grace to bring his people safely into Christ and through Christ home to heaven. We rejoice this Sabbath day that thou hast said, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. We come to thee as sinners born and bred. We come to thee as sinners not only by nature but by choice and practice. We come to thee as guilty as sin can make us in the flesh. But our God, we thank thee, as Paul taught the Romans, that thou art the God who justifies the ungodly. Thou art the God who says, I will be merciful to their unrighteousness. And our Father, we bless thee for the acceptance thou dost give us in Christ. We thank thee for the full salvation that there is in the Redeemer. And today we plead the merits of the blood and the acceptance of our great mediator for our own acceptance and entrance now to the throne of God. Our God, as we come in Jesus' name today, we pray that thou wilt open up thy word to our hearts. And we pray that thou wilt, even as we were singing or hearing sung today from the choir, that thou wilt apply to our hearts thy ways. Open our hearts to the word of God. Lord, give liberty in the Holy Ghost in the ministry of thy word, and grant that it will be a word in season to the saving of the lost, and to the edifying of the saints, and in everything to the glory of the thrice holy name of our triune God. For we ask these things in Jesus' name, and through the merits of his atoning blood. Amen. At the very end of Hebrews chapter 8, Paul makes this statement. Now, that which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. That which decayeth and waxeth old is ready to vanish away. In strict context, this text makes a great statement. Paul was writing to Jewish believers who were coming under powerful attacks from their fellow countrymen to renounce Christ and to return to Judaism. The Jews were wont to make much of their temple and of their temple worship, of the beauty of their rituals, of the glory of their religion. And they would point out the severe simplicity of Christian worship. I don't want to get off on a tangent so early in the message, but as an old-fashioned Presbyterian, let me put in a word against the common run in Protestantism today for a maintaining of the severe simplicity and thereby the biblical spirituality of public worship. Let us not return to the baubles of pre-Reformation paganism. Let us not return to the glitter and the tinsel of aesthetics to take the place of what is spiritual. Christian worship is in its essence simple. It is not dependent on the glitz and the glitter of surroundings. It is dependent on truth and spirit alone. Now, I don't want to go on in that vein. Well, let me correct myself. I do want to go on in that vein, but it is not to the purpose of the message this morning. These people, these Christians, were coming under intense pressure to return to the beauties of Judaism. To establish them in their faith, the apostles showed them how the gospel economy, however despised by the Jews, was in every way better than the old economy. And then he went further, and he showed them how that the Old Testament writers themselves anticipated the coming of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the Jews, the old economy was meant to endure forever. Their religion, with all its ritual and with all its rites, was, according to them, to remain intact through the ages. But, says Paul, that is impossible. For the prophet Jeremiah prophesied of a new covenant. And that very language indicates that the covenant under which the Jews served was the old covenant. It was antiquated. Or to use the idea of our text, it was decaying with age. And by saying that it was both antiquated and decaying with age, the prophet Jeremiah taught that it could not endure forever. It was not meant to endure beyond a stipulated time period, and it was to give place to a new and a better covenant, the gospel covenant in the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that is Paul's argument. It's a wonderful argument, and it leads him to make some tremendous statements and expositions of the covenant of grace here in Hebrews chapter 8 and indeed on to the 9th chapter. I'm not going to deal with that. But in making the argument in favor of the better covenant, Paul makes this far-reaching statement that which is old, that which is decaying, is just about to pass away. It's on the point of passing away. It's ready to vanish. Now, while it's true that Paul introduces this statement for a very specific purpose to expound, as I've said, the necessity of the covenant of grace in Jesus Christ as against the Mosaic economy, yet the statement of itself isn't limited. It's a very general statement as far as its application goes. In fact, it's an axiom. It's a self-evident truth. Stop and think of it. What Paul is saying is, what is decaying through advanced age is on the point of passing away forever. That should be clear to everybody. It's one of those points that you really don't need to waste a lot of time trying to establish. It is so clear to us. It's something that we live with in our own bodies. We live with in the world in which we exist. That which is decaying through advanced age is passing away, and it's in the point of vanishing forever. And that's what makes this text of Scripture a particularly apt text for the final Sabbath of this year.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.